This is Ruben. Gordon? Hello?
Hey, can you hear me? You off by accident. My faux pas.
No. Hey, no worries.
I got like 3 minutes.
We're gonna
lay it on me.
All right, we're gonna make it 5 real quick, and I'd like you to grab a pen real quick as well.
I got a pen. See, the problem is I'm at the store. I'm outside because I don't get reception in the store.
Okay, I'll shoot you an email summary of our conversations and documents right after it. So just to jump in, we've talked about doing some working capital in the past. I know that you've got a lot of moving parts. And what I'm not going to do here is I'm not going to say, well, if you do both, we're going to give you a better deal on both. I'm just going to give you a better deal on both regardless, and hopefully you do both with us. I want to give you some background. So the first thing is we have approved the equipment for the full loan amount.
Mm-hmm.
I can do what I'm going to do, since you're an existing customer, is give you the best available program, which is one payment down instead of your first and last.
Okay.
Your choice between 24 to 60 months. Do you mind if I give you kind of my thoughts here?
Sure.
Okay. So you're doing a lot of the debt for the business is kind of going on your personal credit cards, correct?
No, not now.
But it was.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. So I don't really care whether you do a 2 or 5 year term. There's no incentive for me.
Right.
My suggestion is to do a 5 year term just for cash flow purposes. And it's actually your cheapest effective cost of funding. I would write the whole, now assuming the full amount of $89,000, your payment, mm-hmm. that's the payment I'm quoting you. Now your payment can go up if your equipment cost goes up and freight and install and taxes, it will go down if the cost goes down. But if we look at 50, if we looked at 59, one payment down, 59 remaining, your payment's $21.77 a month.
Okay.
And if you look at 36 months with one down, so 35 remaining, it's $32.87. We reached out to Pawnee to see what they could do for you. They offered $20,000, so I don't really think that does much. So we're just going to underwrite the whole thing. Don't split it up. So I'm going to send you an email summary of what I need to actually place the orders after this conversation.
Can you give me a summary of what the payments look like at 2, 4, well, I'm probably going to go out 5 years, but give me four and 5 years.
I can give you any option you want. I can do 47 months. I'll shoot you an option with a few different scenarios, and you let me know what you want to do. It's a great approval, and there's no additional underwriting that needs to be done from what I see. So, second thing. So, you did a loan with, and you don't mind if I speak frankly, do you?
No, I don't care.
Okay. So, I understand you have a working capital loan, and your hesitancy is, if I do a loan with you guys right now, I'm going to be on the hook for prepaying this interest, and it kind of sucks, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So,
it really sucks. I mean, you know.
That is a fear tactic that I don't agree with that many of these lenders do. I think many lenders in this space, they give people enough money, but not enough, so the customer is never in control. They're constantly having to renew, and when you look over the loans over the course of years, it continuously hammers the customer.
Okay.
So the question I have for you is this. You did $120,000 with Bluebridge, correct? Well, not Bluebridge, with Business Backers. Okay.
Yeah, Business Backers.
What was your payback? What was your rate? You know?
I'm paying $659 or something a day.
Do you know what your payback was?
Oh, my whole... No, Ruben, I'd have to look. I mean, I'm willing to send it to you, but I don't know it off the top of my head.
Okay. So here's what I'm not... No worries. So I'm going to send you an email with my offer, but basically what I can do is this. I got your loan approval bumped to $195,000. So once you figure out your balance, we can kind of put it together and get you funded. But basically what I can do is I can offer you additional capital. So if you want to renew with me in the future, you have complete interest forgiveness. But to call like debts to rights, I'm going to save you enough money on the front end where it makes sense for you to bite the bullet. Because this is a better program than what you have. It's a cheaper program. It's just better. There's no dancing around that subject. It's just better. And I can show you comparison, but you don't know the term length. So if you can estimate, let's just take a look at your bank account. So you're paying, you don't know what you paid back, your rates, correct?
Well, no, not yet. I'd have to look. I got it in a file. I mean, I just don't know off the top of my head.
Do you think it was 15 months or 12 months?
Oh, no. I think it's 12 months. But okay. You see, it's hard to calculate because it's dependent upon the other one, the one right before it, the completion there. You see, but I think it is 12 months after that.
Okay.
In fact, I'm almost positive about that.
Okay. So, in my opinion, the 12-month programs, they suck.
Right.
They suck your cash flow out, and they make you renew or put you in a nasty position. So let's just look at this, and then I'm going to let you go and send you. When are you trying to order the equipment, by the way?
Probably I'm waiting for more bids to come back. One of my bidders had a little issue. So probably I'll have everything put together Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. Although my Tuesday's taken up because I got to go to a council meeting and defend myself for something. So anyway.
I think, and I'm going to put it all in writing, I think this program just simply puts you in a better position and doesn't put you in control. But if you look at it, so you're paying $679.96, okay? And there's some overdrafts, but it's really just at the end of the day, it's sucking out your capital. So $679.96, there should be 252 payments in a year, correct?
I don't pay holidays.
Yeah, so that makes sense. There's 21 business days per month.
Yeah.
So if we use that terminology, you're borrowing
$120,000.
You're paying back $171,000. So if those numbers are...
That sounds pretty close.
Okay. So then what you have to figure out is, what is the rate factor that you're paying on that money? But that also probably includes all this rolled over interest, which I don't agree with that policy. So if you... We're going to estimate it, and we're going to do... Let's see. So give me a second. $120,000. Did they charge you any type of origination fees or no?
Hey, Ruben, give me 1 second. Don't go anywhere. Sorry, Ruben.
No worries. So just to kind of give you those numbers and to give you calculations, and you should probably pull your own contract, but if you do $120,000 multiplied by 1.4, you get to $168,000. So but if your payback's a little higher, I think, so you're at about a 142 to 143 over 12 months.
No, I think I'm at like a 138, as I recall. I did that calculation. I know what you're asking.
Okay, so maybe...
like a 138 or 136 or somewhere in that range.
Okay, so here's what I'd like to do, but I'd also... I know you're a busy dude, but believe me, and I don't want to sound arrogant, if you do exactly what I tell you, I'll save you not just $1,000, we're talking about tens and $20,000 and $30,000 of interest. Pull your contract. See exactly what you pulled. My pricing will be done over 12, 15, or 18 months. My suggestion is to do 18 months so it doesn't suck out your cash flow, but my loan, just to give you a comparison... is going to be about 50% less costly. It's going to be about half the cost. And have the provision to have interest forgiveness on a renewal. It is a better product, and I think even though you don't need the money...
What interest gets... I mean, because obviously what you're paying interest throughout... It's amortized. Is it, you know, basically, do they amortize it or what?
Yeah, I give you an amortization schedule. The problem the problem with these 12-month terms, Gordon, is, and I know you came back to us in the past and we're looking for working capital and they stepped up, but the reality is, it is painful to say, hey, let me bite the bullet and I'm going to prepay all this interest, and doesn't that suck? But if your advantage is to get in a better program and set yourself up so the next 5-6 loans you know how to do this, this is a better program.
All right. I got to go. I understand what you're saying. I will look at that program, but I've got to finish the equipment first and get it done. Okay.
Oh, I can place your equipment order immediately. All I need to do is invoices.
Send me your information. I don't have the bids back yet. That's what I'm saying. So once I get the bids back, and then we'll meet. We'll talk again.
I'm going to send you specific instructions on what I need the invoices to read. If you want me to talk to the vendors, that's fine.
Yeah, I've been through this before. I understand. I'm using a lot of the same vendors we used before. They're used to it, too. They're familiar. So I'm not worried about that. Just give me the instructions, okay?
Okay. I hope to hear from you tomorrow. If not, we'll talk Monday and get both orders placed. Hopefully, it'll save you a lot of money.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying is, I don't have the bids in yet. But I mean, you know, I'll look at the information. I have questions to get back to you, but you got to give me, you know, I gave them to the end of the week to submit for the...
Oh, that's fine. I'm not putting any pressure on you. I'm just telling you, and I know you're busy, so I'm going to let you go, but I have an opportunity here for you not just to knock it out of the park with equipment. I have an opportunity for you to save... I mean, if you ask me my honest opinion...
Well, I understand. I got it. Let me get the equipment done, and then I promise you I'll look at it, okay?
I'll send you both right now, though. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, well, I don't have a problem with that. That's
cool.
Fine.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.
Ruben, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Listen.
Gordon, can you hear me?
Ruben.
Gordon, hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay.
I'll send you an email.
All right, thanks. Catch you later.
Catch you later. Bye-bye.